Blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall be called the sons of Yahweh. What is a peacemaker? A lot of people would think that the man who placates others, whether they be aliens or Israelites, is a peacemaker. But a peacemaker is not a placator. In fact, placating aliens will get you into a lot of trouble. Deuteronomy 23:6, Yahweh warns us concerning the aliens, especially the aliens of the land of Canaan, of course. Thou shalt not seek their peace, nor their prosperity, all thy days forever. In the in Deuteronomy, in chapter 29, verse 6, the word of Yahweh says, verse 16. For you know that how we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations which we passed by. And you have seen their abominations, and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you man or woman, or family or tribe, whose heart turns away this day from Yahweh our God, to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you a root that bears gall and wormwood. And it comes to pass when he hears the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of mine heart to add drunkenness to thirst. Yahweh will not spare him. We don't follow the gods of the other nations. Yahweh will not spare us when we attempt it. And all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him. Yahweh in his jealousy shall make smoke against that man, and Yahweh shall blot his name out from under heaven. There is no reason to go to aliens seeking peace. The proverb says, chapter 10, verse 10, from the Septuagint, he that winks with his eyes deceitfully procures grief for men, but he that reproves boldly is a peacemaker. There we see the man who reproves boldly is a peacemaker. And I would assert that reproof has to be from the Word of God. A real peacemaker makes peace with God. Without the Old Testament, we might be led to believe that a peacemaker, by peacemaker in Matthew 5:9, Yahshua meant a placator. But that's not what a peacemaker is to God at all. We are not to placate. We are not to seek the peace of aliens, ever. A real peacemaker makes peace with God by reproving and insisting that we be obedient to his word in our deeds, not with lip service, which leads me to talk about the aliens. When a Negro mentions God, when a Negro talks about Jesus, even when a Judeo-Christian, because Judeo-Christianity is really Judaism for idiots, when a Judeo-Christian talks about God and Jesus, they don't really mean the God of the Bible. They have formed God and Jesus in their own image. Therefore, they have created for themselves an idol. A Negro, or any other non-Israelite who claims to worship the God of the Bible, is lying because his beliefs are contrary to the words of the God of the Bible. Therefore, even though you may never convince him of that, and it's not your place to convince him of that. It's not your place at all to try to convince him of that. We're not to take our pearls and throw them before swine. He has created an idol. And when you seek his peace, Deuteronomy chapter 29, you're walking in the vain imaginations of your own heart, and you're following the idols of the aliens. That's why you can't talk to a black man or a Hispanic or any other non-white about Jesus. Because your agreement with him is disagreement with Yahweh, our God, and the real Jesus, who is Yahweh in flesh. He can't agree with them. He would say, get away from me, I never knew you. Because, Amos 3:2, Israel are the only people he's ever known in all the earth. So when you try to make agreements with heathens about God and Jesus, what you're really doing is you're placating the other races whose peace you are not supposed to seek. And you are following after the idols that they have formed in their own minds, because they certainly don't mean by God and Jesus, the God of the Bible, and the Jesus in the Bible, who does not know them. Neither can they believe. They will never accept the scripture. They will never accept the truth of the word. That's why we can't throw our pearls before swine, because they will trample them with their feet and turn and rend us. The importance of this, the importance of understanding this, it really can't be downplayed. That the a peacemaker is one who seeks peace with God and reproves his brethren when they violate his word. And never seek the peace of the aliens. And that's one, I just wanted to, that's one way where it's really important to understand that Old Testament. And you can't understand the New Testament unless you understand the Old. Because when Yahshua Christ said, blessed are the peacemakers, he was not talking about placators. Yahweh alone gives us peace. Peace is one of the promises of obedience in Deuteronomy chapter 28. I read it last Friday, and I'm going to read it again. And it shall come to pass, I'm sorry, I read it several Fridays ago. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yahweh thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and shall overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Yahweh shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Yahweh shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand to do, and he shall bless thee in the land which Yahweh thy God giveth thee. Yahweh shall establish thee a holy people. Holy means separate and dedicated to God, unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of thee. And Yahweh shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which Yahweh sware unto thy fathers to give to thee. Yahweh shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow, and Yahweh shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and shall not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of Yahweh thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and do them, and thou shalt go not aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. For Christians, the only real peace, the only real peace we could have is found in the obedience to our God. He will see to the enemies and to all of the non-Adamites and the non-Israelites. And today, it's obvious that we are disobedient and we are overrun with his enemies. It's that simple. If you want to be a peacemaker, you can't be a placator. You can't go on Blog Talk Radio and try to talk to Negroes about Jews. That is placating. You can't try to convince them that it's not the white man's fault that they're niggers. That is placating. You can't try to convince them that it's not our fault for all their shortcomings. You're trying to placate them. There's no reason to do that ever. And Yahweh will curse you according to his word because you are trying to agree with their idols, which is their idea of what God's all about. That's an idol that they've formed in their mind. It's a false god. You can never agree with that. Light never has any concord with darkness. Period. Christ never has any agreement with Belial. There are no exceptions. You cannot bargain Christianity away. You cannot rationalize the commandments of Yahweh. It can't be done. He tells you not to do something. You don't do it. That's it. There's no compromise. There can't be compromise. If there's compromise, you're a failure. Just admit that you're a sinner.